Fictional Marathon. Level 1. The Treasure in Magnific. Chapter 1. The Exam on a Stormy Day. Word List. Art. Britain. British. Canada. Canadian. China. Chinese. Country. Do experiments. Drama. Geography. History. India. Indian. Italy. Italian. Introduce. Japan. Japanese. Language. Maths. Music. Nationality.
Physical education.
Play soccer. Primary school. Russia. Russian. School subjects. Science. Social studies. Solve problems. Spain. Spanish. Turkish. Expressions.
What is your name?
My name is...
How old are you?
I'm 11 years old.
Where are you from?
I'm from Britain.
Nice to meet you. Glad to meet you. Nice meeting you.
Me too. I'm good at maths. I'm not good at drama.
What is your favourite subject?
My favourite subject is physical education. I like history and geography. I don't like solving problems. I dislike history. I hate drama.
Where do you study?
I study at Atatürk Elementary School.
How many languages do you speak?
2. I speak Turkish and French.
Can you speak Turkish?
Yes, I can. No, I can't.
Chapter 1. The Exam on a Stormy Day.
It is a stormy day in Istanbul. The reporters on TV warn people, don't go out, stay home. This is Yasemin. She is 10 years old. She is from Turkey. She is a very clever student. She has got a dream. She wants to go to Magnific. Magnific is a very famous school. It is on an island in the middle of the Indian Ocean. There are great teachers in that school, so students can get a very good education there. But it is very expensive. Only winners of its entrance exam can get a scholarship and go there for free. Today is the exam day, and Yasemin wants to be the winner. Nothing can stop her. Nothing. Not even a storm. So she wears her coat, takes her umbrella, and goes out. 2 hours later, she arrives at the exam room. She is wet and tired. Her hair looks funny. She looks at the classroom and she smiles. Thank you very much, Storm, she thinks. Other students are late. I can be the winner of this exam. I can enter Magnific. But there is a problem. The teacher isn't there either. Yasemin sits at her desk and she starts waiting. 10 minutes later, the teacher comes in. She is wet too.
I'm so sorry I'm late.
The traffic is awful because of the storm.
No problem. Let's start. I'm ready.
No. Let's wait 5 more minutes. Maybe other students are also late because of the storm.
Yasemin doesn't say anything. She doesn't want other students to come. She wants to be the only student there. She wants that scholarship so much.
5 minutes later.
Let's start. We can't wait for the others anymore.
Yasemin starts feeling excited. Oh no! She forgets everything she knows. Ms. Brown starts talking to her, but she can't speak well. She is confused. Help her.
A. Choose the correct option for the words Yasemin forgets. 1.
I'm Miss Brown. What is your name?
My name is Yasemin.
2.
How old are you?
I'm 10 years old.
3.
Where do you study?
I study at Istanbul Primary School now, but I want to study the 5th grade in Magnific.
4.
A 5th grade student. It's great. We have a really good program for 5th graders in Magnific. I'm their English teacher.
Oh, English. It's my favorite school subject. Where are you from, Miss Brown?
5.
I'm from Britain.
Can you speak Turkish?
6.
No, I can't, but I can speak French and German.
Wow, you can speak 3 languages. That's great.
7.
How many languages do you speak, Yasemin?
2. I speak Turkish and English.
At that moment, a wet boy enters the exam room.
Please, let me take the exam. I really want to go to Magnific. I'm late because of the storm.
Miss Brown looks at him and smiles.
B. Fill in the dialogue between Miss Brown and the new student, Ada.
It's okay. Sit down.
Thank you. Thank you very much. This exam is very important for me.
What is your name?
My name is Arda.
Nice meeting you, Arda.
Nice to meet you too.
How old are you?
I'm 10 years old.
10? Oh, great. Another 5th grade student then. I'm Miss Brown and this is Yasemin. She is a 5th grade student too.
Arda looks at Yasemin. He doesn't smile. Yasemin doesn't smile either. After a short silence, Arda sits next to Yasemin.
Glad to meet you, Yasemin.
Yasemin knows it's a lie, but Ms. Brown is there, so she answers with a lie too.
Me too, Arda.
Let's start. Are you good at English?
Yasemin smiles. She is very good at English. Her grades are great at school. But Arda doesn't smile.
Oh no! English is hard. I don't enjoy it. I'm good at physical education, but I'm bad at all other subjects.
Oh, really?
Really.
That's great, Yasemin thinks. Arda can't be the winner of this exam. I can have the scholarship and I can go to Magnific.
C. Look at the report cards below. Which one is Yasemin's report card? Which one is Arda's report card? Write their names on the report cards.
At that moment, Ms. Brown gives them their exam papers.
You can start.
Yasemin is very excited. She looks at the paper. She says to herself, I want to enter Magnific. And she starts answering the questions.
Now, check all your answers. Are they all correct? If yes, you get the response letter A. Do you have mistakes? If yes, you get the response letter B. Response letter A.
Dear Yasemin, congratulations. You won the scholarship. You are good at all subjects and we want to see you as our student. See you in September.
Response letter B.
Dear Yasemin, you failed the test and you can't enter Magnific. But we know about the storm on the exam day. So there is another exam for the students from Turkey. Enter the exam again next week on Saturday. Maybe this time you win.
Go back to the exam and work on your mistakes. Later, read the response letter A and continue.
September, a beautiful season. The weather is sunny and Yasemin is on a ship to Magnific. She looks at the beautiful blue sea and she feels very happy. Hello, Yasemin, someone says.
Arda?
Yes, isn't it great? I have a scholarship too.
But you can't have a scholarship. You aren't good at English.
You're right. I'm not good at maths, science, history, and geography either. But I like physical education. It's my favourite subject.
Then how? Yasemin thinks. She looks at Arda. He smiles at her.
Thank you.
For what?
You are good at all school subjects, so I have a scholarship too. I copied your answers in the exam.
What? You copied from me? But you can't do that. It isn't right.
Well, I'm here. You are here too. What's the problem?
You say you dislike maths, science, history, and geography. Magnific is a very hard school. You can't pass the exams there.
Oh, I'm not here for the lessons. I'm here for the treasure.
The treasure?
Yes, I have a treasure map. I know there is a secret pirate treasure in Magnific. I think I can find it and I can be very rich.
That's silly. I'll tell the teachers about it.
You can't tell the teachers.
I'm sorry, but cheating is wrong.
At that moment, five other students come near them.
Hi, I'm Georgia. There are my friends, Colin, Tim, Wang Shu, and Varvara.
Are you new students?
F. You are Yasemin. Introduce yourself and Arda to your new friends. Give information about your names, age, nationality, and favorite school subjects.
Nice to meet you. My name is Colin. I'm from the USA. My favorite school subject is art. I like playing basketball too.
I'm Varvara. I'm from Russia. I'm very good at history. It's my favorite school subject. My hobbies are playing tennis and volleyball.
My name is Wang Chu. I'm from China. My favorite subject is geography, and I like dancing. I'm very good at it.
My name is Georgia. I come from Italy. I like playing chess and table tennis. I also like riding a horse and doing puzzles. My favorite subject is science. I enjoy doing experiments so much. I'm very good at it. But I'm not very good at maths. I don't like solving problems. It is very hard. But Tim likes it.
I'm Tim. I'm from Britain. I enjoy playing soccer. Georgia is right. I love maths. It is my favourite school subject. I think it is very easy, but Georgia thinks it's hard.
G. Use the information on page 16 and fill in the table.
You aren't good at maths, Georgia. Don't feel bad. Yasemin isn't good at maths either.
Yasemin looks surprised.
What? I'm very good at maths. I enjoy solving problems very much. My maths grades are very good.
Arda looks at Yasemin and he smiles.
That's because you are a cheater, Yasemin.
What? I'm a cheater? Me?
Yes.
No, you are a cheater, Arda. Those are my answers.
Arda's eyes shine with badness. He laughs. Yasemin feels very angry. The next day, their ship arrives in Magnific. It is an island, and there are many buildings on it. Yasemin and Georgia get off the ship before others.
Which one is the school building, Georgia?
Haha, all of them. Magnific is the name of the island. The island is the school.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Also, there are stories about a secret pirate treasure on this island.
Yasemin remembers Arda's treasure map, and she feels angry again. She hates him so much. At that moment, Ms. Brown comes to greet them at the port.
Hi, everyone. I'm Miss Brown. Welcome to Magnific.
Thank you, Miss Brown.
You are in Magnific now. It means you are at a school. Rules are very important here. We want to teach you lots of things, so we can't waste time. Lessons start today.
Today?
Yes, today, Georgia. Now, take this timetable. Listen to me carefully and fill in your timetables. Is that clear? You have activity time at 4 every day. You can do your favourite activities and have fun at activity time. Lunch break is between 2 and 4 every day. You can note that on your timetables. On Monday, your first lesson is English. It starts at 9 and ends at 10:50. Then there is geography. And after that, there is physical education. Tuesday starts with maths. And at 11, there is history. And at 1, there is music. On Wednesday at 9, there is science. And later, there is art and English. On Thursday, the first lesson is English again. And at 11, there is geography. The last lesson on Thursday is maths. On Friday at 9, there is history. At 11, you have Spanish. And at 1, you have science.
The students fill in their timetables, and Ms. Brown sees it.
Well done. Now, let me give you a tour in Magnific. But before the tour, I want to warn all of you. You can hear stories about an old pirate treasure on the island. It is just a story. There isn't any treasure here. So don't do silly, dangerous things to find it. If you do so, we will send you back home.
Yasemin looks at Arda and she smiles. Her eyes shine with badness.
It isn't the end. It is just the beginning.
Now, check all your answers in this chapter. Work on your mistakes. Then, go to page 147 and get your award. Cut and stick it on My Treasure page at the back of the book.